Okay, let's begin Kilayim Daf Samach Zayin as we finish up the seventh parak and get into the eighth parak of Maseches Kilayim and second to last parak, the parak that brings us into Kilay Behema, as we will see. But first, we are on Samach Vav Mabez. Says the Gemara. The Gemara here is talking about Atitz Nakuv. The last Mishnah here in the seventh parak spoke all about the flower pots, the perforated flower pots, the non-perforated flower pots. Rabbi Akiva, if you remember, held that there is no difference between the two. They're all called talush, but we paskin that atitz nakuv is like karka for many areas of halacha, for Shabbos and for kilayim and for chumas and maisrus, and eino nakuv is like talush that's not connected to the ground. That is the halacha. So we have now in the towards the bottom of Samach Vav Mabez, we are in the discussion of cases of a atitz she'eino nakuv. And we spoke about the last square. Yossi asked a question about what about when it comes to brachas, hamotzi lechem in the aretz. Amazing. So the Gemara has a question about it. The chayi adam paskins l'chumra. Therefore, you don't see hamotzi, even though you do say berchas hamazon. That was the question. The achronim wondered. The later achronim wondered about the chayi adam. How could you make such a chilek? But we still have the continuation. Rabbi Yona says, kain dala'as Ketalush hula sachichba. Rabbi Yonah says, what about for Hilchas Sukkah? We know that for Sukkah, you have the three requirements for schach. It has to be growing something that grew from the ground, something that is not makabal tuma, it has not been made into a kli, and it is no longer attached to the ground. So what about if something is in an atzitz she'eino nakuv? Right? Is that called connected to the ground or not? I talk about the las because it has to have long branches in order to stretch over the schach. So what about a dalas? The marafolta imu katalush umudu l'sachi basukas achag. Is it like talush and therefore you could use it for schach? V'naka dalas kiddushan because the first parak in Yuma says hidzla aleha esa dalas because that's what's used for schach possibly. So, no answer given to that question, whether that's called mechubor or not. Rabbi Yehuda Barpazi, boy, what about the following case? Nota chamish kvanim b'chamish chamisha atzitzan she'eno nakuvin. What if somebody has five vines growing in atzitz she'eno nakuvs? Right, you have flower pots with vines in it. Va'asan shtayim k'neged shtayim v'achad yotzei zanav, as we had earlier in the Masechta, and you make the proper tzura of a vineyard. You set up the flower pots into, you know, two rows, one of three, one of two. You have two rows, and you have the Otzi Zanav, as we said. At Amar Kerem, is that called a Kerem? Is that called a Kerem? It's all in the flower pot. It's not connected to the ground directly. Is that called a Kerem? And also, Hafcho, what if you then moved it? What if you moved it? It was set up exactly like a Kerem, and then you moved it. Hafcho, says the Pnei Moshe. You moved it. In batel hu achshav a kerem, do we say now it was a kerem because it was in a specific form and now it's batel? V'eino oser hazraim shenizru b'tzido b'lor achaka, and it does not aser this zraim. Olo. So the Gemara asks, v'yish kerem mitaltel. What? Could you have a kerem that's movable? Meaning, the way the Pnei Moshe asks, Klomar, Dashas Batami, the Gemara is asking, what? You're asking about whether it's undone? Ask the basic question. Before it's undone, maybe it shouldn't be a kerem at all. The Mifshat Meikar, the Yud Bapati, Mifshat Lita Keremu, Vlomi Boile El Bahafcho, you only wondered when you changed it, Vaha Ein Kan Kerem Klau. There is no Kerem here. Ta'alo Asra Torah El Bakarmacha Dumya de Sadcha. The Torah Asra's Karmacha, which is similar to Sadcha, right? Because that's what it talks, that has in the same Pasik. Avalo Bakarma Mitaltim, Makum Lamakum. If it's movable, it's not Dumya to what it's meant to be in terms of its permanence, and therefore it's not called a kerem in the first place. So don't ask me about what if you undo it, does it retain the status of a kerem? It shouldn't be a kerem in the first place at all. Therefore, there is no question. The Rasilio wonders that, no, maybe the issue is, do you say kiva the nasra nasra? It is a kerem. It is a kerem. But the question of kerem mitaltel is maybe that, you know, it's not... Let's just read the Rasilio. Mi amrina kiva de kerem mitaltel... Right? Do we say since a kerem is usually not mitaltel, kiva de hav chad chozer l'teiru no dilma kiva de nesru an esru? Or do you say once it's neesar, neesar? Right? Of a dafka mishub did a tuim machine in nekuvin, and the whole question the Rasilio points out is only by atzitz she'enu nakuv. Do you have the question? But if it's an atzitz nakuv, kiva de asir min haTorah filu havchan basarach yishuv en heitel yisuran. He points out that if it's atzitz nakuv, akuv, then for sure it would not become mutter, because kiva de ne'esra in that case. Good. Okay, we continue now with the last amud here in the parak. Amavrot says naka v'chulu. So the Mishnah had said, if you remember, that if somebody passes an atzitz through a vineyard, so then if it takes, right, it takes a while, you pass it long enough to for the growth to be mosif 1/200, so then it would be usher. So machlokas in the Gemara here. Shmuel Amar b'maver tachas kol gefen vegefen. Shmuel says it's only if it grows 1/200th while it is under the vines, not in the airspace between the vines, but only if it's under the vines. Amar b'yochanan la'avir asar hu masdisa. No, even if it's within 10 tfachim of airspace, right? Maybe it's in between, under the airspace. Others say this is a machlokas with the shita that we had in the previous parak that said anything within the airspace, even above. You know, is that going to be usher? Right? Does that have to be in between the vines, underneath the height of the vines? So either way, Rabbi Yochanan says the growth could happen even in airspace and not dafka under the vines. Hevir chamisha atzitzin. We take out the next word. Hevir chamisha atzitzin nekuvin tachas gefenachas. If somebody is ma'avir five atzitzin, and the Marafulta and most other Mefarshim say it's lav dafka five, it's even one. If one takes an atzitz nakuv under a gefen, one vine. So the following line is difficult. The Mefarshim don't really know exactly what the reason is, but we'll just go with the pshat of the Mefarshim, even though they don't really know exactly what the reason is. That there's a difference between our Mishnah, which said if you carry an atzitz underneath a vineyard, a kerem, while the Gemara seems to say here if you carry the atzitz underneath a vine, it's not going to be usser, right? In the Mishnah, they both became usser, right? The tvua and the kerem. But here, the Gemara says, if you carry the atzitz under one vine, tachas gefen achas, tiflugta d'Rablazer v'Rabbi Yochanan. This will be the same achlokas that we had earlier, Rablazer and Rabbi Yochanan. We had this earlier back on Daf Samach Gimel, Samach Dalid. Remember, the Mishnah said, ein adam oser davar she'eno shelo. That's what the Mishnah had said a couple of days ago, and we had a machlokas, according to the Manda Amra, that says, Ein adam oser davar she'eno shelo is the person's own item usser, right? Rabbi Yochanan said hakol modim anavim she'en asuras. Back on Samach Dalim Abayis, Rabbi Yochanan said that the anavim, you spread your vines over somebody else's tvua, your vines are for sure usser. And Rabbi Elazar says no. Rabbi Elazar says you can't have one without the other. Rabbi Elazar says haoser ein nesar she'en nesar nesar, and therefore they're both going to be mutter. So says the Gemara, that machlokes would also apply here. Would you say only the tevua is usser, or would you say, only the gefen is nasar, or they both would be mutter? Hoser, no nasar, she don't know, sir, nasar. So the mefarshim struggle. Why should there be a difference between one and not the other? Why should only the gefen be usser and not the tevua? So either way, and why should there be a difference between a kerem and a vine? There is a fascinating suggestion. I saw the Gra, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky seems to take that suggestion. And it's chamisha atitzin bedafka. It's not just one to be parallel to the seifa, but it's bedafka, and it's kogmet one after another. What if the vine was mosif 1/200th, but the tevua, the atitzin, kept switching? So that seems to be the question. It was bezeach or zeh. So is that going to answer? That's why only the anavim, the grapes, are going to become aser, because there was one vine, one grapes, the whole time, while the atzitzin kept switching. So kept switching one after another, and that's why possibly only one would be aser and not the other. Interesting. Aval, continuing the Gemara now, avalam hevir atzitz echa tachas chamesh kafan, a bit of the other way, but if you carried one atzitz under five vines, not five atzitzin under one vine, but five atzitzin, five vines, and one atzitz under them, kalama modi sheha oser nesar, there the tfua will become aser in that case, because the tfua was under the vines constantly. Okay, Hadron Alach HaMavrach as a Geffen, that takes us through the seventh parak, and now we start, Baruch Hashem, the eighth parak, which has to do with Kilai Behema, and then the ninth parak, Baruch Hashem, will be about Shatnez. But first, the first Mishnah discusses comparing and contrasting, right? Different types of Kilayim. This Mishnah could have been the first Mishnah in the Masechta, but it's stuck away here, tucked away here, as we complete Kilai Zrayim in Kilai HaKerem. So let's compare them and compare them to the other Kilayim. So Kilai HaKerem, Asura Milazroa, Milakayim, Kilai HaKerem, as we have been discussing. It's also to plant Kilai HaKerem. What exactly is the Daraisa? We'll have to see. Maybe we'll talk about it again a little more. Right, that's the line in the Gemara Boshia. Only if you plant a grape seed along with two other types of grains seeds or two other types of vegetable seeds. Types of shitas of what zriya is umilakayim, but it's also usher to be mekayim kilahakarim. So the least, the most minimal form of mekayim is roa. Remember, we had the case of haroa kilahim bekarim, and says I'll get there whenever I get there. So that's going to be ne'asar. Do you violate the issa daraisa? Maybe that's mekayim. So we'll have to see. If you look in Rashi and Tosfos in Avodah Zarah on Daf Samach Dalid, they seem to say it, maybe based on the Gemara, Mekayim means you did something. This doesn't just mean you thought about it. Something was done. Rashi says, you know what Mekayim is? You put up a fence around it. You didn't actually touch the Kilai HaKerem itself, but in order to violate the Issa D'Araisa, there has to be some action. You're not going to violate Belave. Rashi says, Asalan Syog V'Geder Kedei L'Kayman. That's Rashi in Avodah Zarah Slamach Dalid. Maybe that's part of the reason is because part of the reason, as Tosfos there explains, that the Gemara there is explaining Rabbi Akiva, who says if you're Mekayim Kelayim, you get Malkus. But the problem is, we know elsewhere Tosfos says that Rabbi Akiva agrees that a lav shein bo maisa you're not going to get Malkus for. So how could Rabbi Akiva say that if you're Mekayim Kelayim, you're going to get Malkus if you don't get Malkus for a lav shein bo maisa? So either you have to say Kelayim is different. Maybe Kelayim is an exception to the rule. There are a couple of those. A lav shein bo maisa that you do get Malkus for, even if normally you don't get Malkus for a lav shein bo maisa. Or you have to re-understand Mekayim. Mekayim is yesh bo maisa. So that's what Rashi says there. Avodah Zarah Samach Dalid, Asalan Siog V'Geder. And Tosfos says, V'yaf Akivain. Right, I like that pshat of Rashi. Taha, because if you look in the second parakah, the third parakah Makos, Mochiach to Rabbi Akiva is Slei Lav Shem Maisa in Lokan Alav. Right, so therefore you have to say that there was some type of Maisa done. So that's about Mikayim. So the Gemara says, Kilai Kerem is Asur to plant and Asur to be Mikayim. Asur and Bana, and it's also Asur Bahana. As we know, Kilai Kerem is Asur Bana, Tukdash. Kilai Zroim, Asurin, Milizroa. Kilai Zroim is Asur to plant, Umilakayim. Also to be Mikayim, you can, if you have Kilayim growing in your field, you have to fix it. Umutarin, Ba'achila. The Kol Shekein Bahana. And it's Mutar Ba'achila, though, and Kol Shekein Hana, right, there's no, the result of Kilai Zram is not Aser. So those are the two closest, Kilai Akerem and Kilai Zram. Actually, the Minchas Chinuch discusses in the Mosach Shabbos. Mosach Shabbos is the Minchas Chinuch section on the mitzvah of Malacha B'Shabbos. Mitzvah Lamed Beis. He has what's called the Mosach Shabbos, Mosach HaShabbos, where he goes through all 39 Malachas and has Lamdis and classic Minchas Chinuch discussions on each of the Malachas. So in Zeriah, first, he discusses something that we mentioned a few weeks ago, machlokes between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rishash in Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel, an amazing shita. The Minchas Chinuch says, "Al Azriya Shezara." This is talking about Shabbos, and then we'll get to the point about Kelayim. "Al Azriya Shezara Chayev Avshalo Hishrish V'Nek Laklal." The Mice Azriya is going to be usher by Shabbos, even if it never took root. Kigon, Shinis Kalkal Tekef Ayde Ezasiba. What if you put a seed in the ground and then there's a pouring rain and the rain pushes the seed out of the ground onto the cement? So it never takes root, says the Menchas Chinuch. You're still going to be chay for Shabbos. Amazing. Still going to be chay for Shabbos. Osha Tekef Higbiyam in a Karka. Chayva Mice Azriya. Or you put it down and you dig it up. You're still going to be chayav for Shabbos. Velo dummy, he says, it's not like baking where you put something on the fire and you take it off the fire before it cooks. Then that's going to not going to be chayav on Shabbos. Velo dummy lafia de kodem shenefe eino chayav. Dehasim ha'afia hi ha'malacha v'chayav b'shas afia. Aval hacha ha'malacha hi ha'zriya. V'chayav tekef al ha'zriya. That's his huge chiddush against the Rishash. The Rishash says the pashup shot, and that is zriya is also about the result. And if even though the result happens in 3 days on Tuesday, still you're going to be chayv on Shabbos. The Nera Pashut and the Minchas Chinuch even says Da'afilu im zara adai to dagbiya tekev in a karka. You put it in the ground knowing that in 5 minutes you're going to pick it up. Velo yitzmach klal mikol makom. This is an added chiddush. Mikol makom ma'isa hazriya b'makom smicha asra haTorah. Right, you might have said that as long as you have kavana l'zriya, fine, you can't undo that. But says the Minchas Chinuch, no, even if you didn't have kavana to leave it there, still it's going to be chayiv. So that's a huge chiddush and Hilchas Shabbos. But then a little bit later on, he talks about, is there a shear for zoreya, like many other malachas? Many other malachas. He has that, he quotes this from the Sefer Mutzal Me'esh. Gabe Nachal Esan, Tichsiv Lo Yizareya, Im Domil L'Shabbos, Dein Sorach Shir, that the Rambam says you don't need a shear for Zoreya, or maybe you need a shear. Eini Odei Atzad HaSafek, Yes, the Minchas Chinuch. Kivan, Tichsiv Lo Yizara, Mehechit Heisei, Dein Sorach Shir. Lo Matzino B'Shum Makom, Dizriya Tzricha Shir, Kemo Ma'acholos Asuros V'Chadome. You know, it's not, right, what do you have? By Ma'acholos Asuros, you have Kizayis, you need a shear. But by Hilchas, by Zoreya, why should you need a shear? Ubi kilayim gan king siv lo sizra kamrachal kilayim. And what does it say? Azoreya chidav azor chayve in shear klal. There's no shear. You plant two seeds. There's no minimum shear for kilayim. V'chen gabi shmita lo matzinu shear. V'nirali borer. And says the Minchas Chinuch, I for sure. Even according to Rashi, against the Rambam, even according to the Rashi, that Zoreya on Shabbos has a shear, that's only for Shabbos because of Meleches Machsheves. V'tzricha lios ha-melacha chashuva. And you need a melacha chashuva. And therefore on Shabbos you need a higher standard. Avo benachal eisan v'kelayim u'bishvius. Tichsiv lo yizara. V'adai v'kol shu mashma delo matzinu shir. So that is the application. Minchas Chinuch quotes Meleches Machsheves being a kula for Shabbos where you would require a shir only for Shabbos. If you want to look at the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, in Parshas Vayakel, in the new set that came out on Chumash, the redone set, in Simen Tzadiches, he goes through Meleches Machsheves, and he quotes no less than 15 examples where Meleches Machsheves is the basis for a kula in Shabbos. Meleches Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, Darvei Shein Miskaven, Misasig, Mikalkel, Shinui, many pachos mikashir, malachas shenim is kayemes, all of these, at least according to some, are based on malachas bachshavis. There are a number of sources where malachas bachshavis is a chumrah for Shabbos. That's not so common. Not so common. Most of the time, malachas bachshavis is a kula. It's a higher standard for malacha on Shabbos. But once in a while, you have the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Samach, where the Gemara says, winnowing, you throw it up in the air, v'ruach misayasu, and the wind blows it. So you're going to be chayiv on Shabbos. Malachas machshavis asur Torah. Even though grama ben izakin is patur, this is only grama, you threw something up and the wind took it. So if you damaged with the wind, it's going to be chayiv. I'm sorry, if it happens with the wind, it's going to be putter, but for Shabbos, Melech Machshavos Hasra Torah, V'is Avin Machshavoso. And your Machshavos has been done. Another one, he quotes eight or nine examples in the other direction, where it's a Chumrah. I'll just quote one other, and this Machlokes between the Rashba and the Ran, about Chol Tochos. Right, really, generally, for Ksiva Stam, you have to form the letters. You can't recess or do something to the background where the letter Memela will be left. So Chok Yerechos, you have to form the letters. What about Chok Tochos? You recess the background or do something in the background, so that doesn't work. That doesn't work for Hilchas Stam. But for Shabbos, Chok Tochos, so maybe that's going to work. Machlokas Rash Baran, because and you did exactly what you wanted to do. So this is an example where the Minchas Chinuch says there wouldn't be a minimum shear for Zoreya's Kelayim, only by Shabbos, possibly because of Meleches Machsheves. So this is comparing Kilai Akerim and Kilai Zraim, and Kilai Zraim. So now the Gemara continues, the Mishnah continues, Kilai Begadim. What about what we call Shatnis? Kilai Begadim, Mutarin Bekal Davar, it's Mutar. What's mutter? Ve'nasur and elam yilobosh. The isser of shatnez, there's no isser of handling shatnez. There's no isser of selling shatnez, unless it's lifnei iver to a Jew who might come to wear it. But the only isser is wearing shatnez. Wearing shatnez or marafolda, v'hu adin mi laha'alo salav. Or having shatnez go on you, even if you're not wearing it. Tichsiv lo ya'ale alecha. There are two psukim. We'll talk about this be'ezus Hashem more in the last parak, in the ninth parak, where we talk about shatnez. But just one or two ha'aris because it came up here. The Rambam has one lo saseh. There's one lo saseh of a shot. And isn't the mafarshim wonder why there aren't two? There's two different psukim. Why isn't there an isser ha'alah and an isser levisha? But the Rambam in mitzvah 42, lo saseh 42, membeis, his hiranu milavush beged arug bitsemer upishtim. Kemo shayolovshem komri avodazara, but also asman. Interesting, the Rambam puts that into the Sefer HaMitzvahs, right? Now that I wear shanis, like the Komrei Avodah Zarah used to wear shanis, v'zeh mefursim ayom, etzel Komrei Mitzrayim, v'over alav zeh, chayim malkus. You get malkus for wearing or being maleh, has one, right? So why is there one? Why wouldn't there be two? So much discussion, and this, you look in Rav Salvechik in his Sefer on Yevamos, in the Rishimo Shiurim, to answer a number of other questions also, he says, because the Isser is really one of Levisha. V'ini b'Isser kalayim ikatrei kroi. Beged kelayim shanis lo yala alacha lo silba shanis v'nira deshani levisha meha Allah. There's a difference between the two. Ki gufo shalo iser belevisha hu etza maisa levisha. Levisha is usser qua levisha. Ha'ala, there's no iser ha'ala. It's the hana'a that comes from the hala'a. And maybe to formulate it even sharper, if there's a hala'a with hana'a, that becomes a levisha. If I have something on my shoulder, it's just on top of me, but I get hana, it gives me protection. It gives me whatever it is, shade. So then that's called the Levisha. Right? The Beis Halevi discussed this in Alevav. So that's where Rav Salvechik says, there's, the root of it is an Isser Levisha. It's not an Isser, it's not a Isser hana. It's a Levisha, but even the hala is awesome. It's a Levisha, but hala would require hana. If you have a hala that's not hana, so then it wouldn't be. Usser. Salvechik uses this to answer the question of the what he calls the kushyas ha'olam, the kasha that everyone asks. Right? The Gemara said, we'll get to this in the Mishnah tells us the mochrek sus, people who are going to, around the city selling their wares and selling their clothing, they're allowed to put on shatnez in order to model it for the people that want to come buy it. But why is that mutter? The Gemara talks about it, and the Rishonim talk about it in Shabbos. What about psikresha? But the other question that's asked is, why isn't that an Isser of Kelayim, of Shan, is why? Because we know, the Gemara says, HaMisasek B'chalovim V'arayos. If somebody's Misasek, they have no Kavanah for the malach, for the act, B'chalovim V'arayos, by eating and by illicit relations, Arayos, so then they're going to be Chayif, Shekein Nehenah. Because there's Hanah, and Hanah substitutes for Kavanah. So here too, you get Hanah. So why should Ha'ala'a with Hanah should also be Aser should be chayiv. So the teretz is pashat, says Rav Salvechik, because chalavim v'arayis, the root of the iser is the hana. Machalas asuros and bios asuros, the root of the iser, part of the definition, is the hana. While kilai begadim, the iser, it's a maisa levisha. Sometimes the hana can make something considered a maisa levisha, but at root, it's not a hana issue, and therefore, it's going to be different in terms of the definitions. That's levisha and ha'ala. Levisha and ha'ala. Interesting, the... Ksava Kabbalah talks about the word kilayim, right, in this context. Maybe we should have mentioned this earlier. Where does the word kilayim come from? Where does the word kilayim come from? So Ksava Kabbalah in 1919, Yutes, and Vayikra, talks about, for either it's from the word kalu to be like in a jail, right, base kela. Kalu, they're tied to, they're mixed together. So that's kilayim. They are jailed together. Or kalu means withheld, held back. And that is because often by Kilai Behema especially, there's no offspring that's going to be able to come out from Kilayim. So there are Bale Chaim Shenimnaim Me'asos Pri. Right, so Lomer Lo Yolidu. Right, and that's the Kalu. It's withheld or it is as if in a jail. Okay, so back to the Mishnah. So Kilai Begadim is only Aser Levisha or Ha'ala'a. Kelai Behema, first time we're having this in a while. Kelai Behema, mutar on the gadu ulakayim. It's mutar to raise. Somebody has a mule, Kelai Behema, you're allowed to raise an animal, ulakayim, and to keep it. You're even allowed to use it. You're only not allowed to cross breed animals. Mamish. Mating them, we'll have to see what the Isser is. One is allowed to just put them in the same place, but you're not allowed to cross breed them, or as we'll see later on, cross working them as well. The Rambam counts two separate Isurim, right? Reish Yizayin, Reish Yud Ches, in terms of Kilai Behema. Either, again, not to cross breed them. He has them, even though the Chinuch has it by Parsha, and therefore it's in two separate Parshios, but the Rambam has it in Reshit Zayin, his Yeronome Harboz Kilai Behema. We now let it cross breed. Vo'amar Yisal and Kedoshim. Behem Techalo Sarbia Kilayim. Vechal Zanche Yarbiam Loke. You have to actually physically do the act for the animal. And mitzvah reishir ches, his yoranim yasos malacha, bekelei behema yachad. Lo sacharosh b'shar uvachamor yachtav. Right, that's the Rambam. Min ha-Torah yinuchayev malchus el al-shnei minim achas behema Torah v'achas behema temeah. The Rambam Shita. It has to be one kosher, one non-kosher, like shor v'chamor. Like this b'midra banan, any two minim that are not the same min. That's machlokas Rambam Rush. But that is the Rambam Shita, that it is two separate Isurim. The Aruch Chaim, interestingly, talks about the Kilai Behema, crossbreeding, is right after the mitzvah of Ba'havla Recha Kamocha. Ma HaKesher, what is the connection, the juxtaposition between the Ba'havla Recha Kamocha and Kilayim, and crossbreeding? Says the Aruch Chaim, because Avas Yisrael, you have to be connected to fellow Jews, you have to make yourself one, it's one unit. But don't make everything into one unit. Don't make everything. Animals, even if they're both kosher, according to, let's say, the Rush. Right? No, you can't make it one. V'nir beheder beheir beseder ksuvim. Lama samach hakasim mitzvah zarbas mitzvah zahavas reyim. Why are they together? And then he has a beautiful line. Umi yodea lesader seder matim kashem elokeinu. Who knows how to put this, the order of the psukim together like Hashem? Because he said to love each other and to connect the hearts. So you might think, okay, Hashem doesn't care. Two Torah things together, no problem. No. People could come together. People come together, but don't go overboard. Interesting, there's an apterav. The Aftarav, who was the Oev Yisrael, so he was very into Avas Yisrael. But he also noted the first Mishnah in Shkalim says that Mashmien ala Shkalim ala Kilayim. At the beginning of Adar, you have to be Mashmiya, tell everybody to bring their Machzor Shakel. But also, all the Kilayim that grew, and over the winter, you have to make sure to uproot it. So he says maybe there's a connection between Shkalim and Kilayim. Shkalim is all about Achtus. Shkalim is all about every Jew is only a Machzor Shakel, is only half, and they have to have Achtus ala Kilayim. But there can't be Kilayim. I mean, come together, but make sure there's not an influence of Kilayim Zebazeh. One has to make sure the balance of the Mashmin al Shkalim, the Al HaKilayim. But he was for sure weighted on the Shkalim side of it. After all, he named the Sefer the Ohev Yisrael. Continuing. Kilay Behema Asurin Ze'im Zeh. Kilay Behema is Asur. Let's see, you have two animals that have different parents, different fathers, as we'll see the case. Their emo sehen are from two minim, so you're not allowed to breed them together because they're considered two different animals as well. Okay. Kilei akerem asurim v'chulu, kilei akerem asur, ksiv. What's the source that even mekayim is asur, says the Gemara? Lo sizra karmecha kilayim ein li ela hazoreya. I only know zoreya, plant. Lo sizra. Mekayim inayin, how do I know even mekayim is going to be asur? Tamalomar. The kerem lo kilayim. What exactly is that drasha? It says lo sizra karmacha kilayim. So there are a number of ways to understand this. Let's mention two. Rabbi Hananel in Moed Katan says that the word kilayim is extra. Could have just said lo sizra karmacha. Don't plant. Sizra is from the word zera. Don't put seeds in your kerem. That would have been fine. What's the extra word kilayim to teach me even not just planting, but even mikayim? The Marafolda here quotes a different shot. He says it has to do with the order. It could have said, Lo Sizra Kilayim Karmacha, don't plant Kilayim in your Kerem. But it says the other way. It says, Lo Sizra Karmacha Kilayim, as if then to teach me, there's two Isurim, Lo Sizra Karmacha and Lo Sizra Kilayim. Don't plant, actually, and don't have. Right? Afilu, says the Marafolda, Afilu Belozria, Ela Afilu Mikayim. Even just Mikayim would be us. Okay, so the Gemara says, one second, Ma, what is the Mishnah? Who is the Mishnah according to? That the Mishnah says, even Mekayim, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one that says it. Rabbi Akiva, Omar, Mekayim over Belosa, say. Rabbi Akiva is the one that says that Isser, Kilai, Akarim is even by Mekayim. So is our Mishnah only like Rabbi Akiva? The Rabbanan argued Rabbi Akiva. So how could our Mishnah, right? We know the Gemara says an Erev and Dav Menvav. We pass on like Rabbanan over Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Osi, no. Divrei HaKoli. Our Mishnah is according to everybody. Our Mishnah is talking about whether it's Usser. Rabbi Akiva's chiddush is that you're going to get malchus for Mekayim kilayim bekerem. But even the Rabbanan say it's aser. Hakol modim ba'aser shu aser. Everybody agrees it's aser, and that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Our Mishnah is not talking about malchus. Our Mishnah is talking about whether it's aser for mekayim bekerem, and it is. Everybody agrees it's aser. The machlokes is only by malchus. Bishalokiyem al yidei ma'isa. If you didn't do a ma'isa, so that's where there is a machlokes. And our Mishnah is just saying that is aser. Avalim kiyem al yidei ma'isa. If you did a ma'isa, actually, meaning if you were mekayim through a ma'isa loka, then everybody would agree you get malchus. Even though the rabbanan say laf shem a ma'isa ain loka nala, but if you did a ma'isa. So, for sure, the machlokas is if you didn't do a ma'isa. What's an example of a ma'isa? Kada d'tanya, mechape b'kilayim loka. If there's already kilayim in a hole, you have three seeds, you have a grape seed, grain seeds in a hole, and you go and take dirt and cover it up. So you protect it. You're mekayim it. So that's going to be malchus according to everyone, even the rabbanan. So maybe we'll start tomorrow, by the Shem, next time with... So, interesting. So, Mikayim, Kilayim, Bekarim, sometimes, according to their abundance, sometimes you're going to get Malkus, sometimes you're not going to get Malkus. Is this a Lav Sheim B'Maisa or Rainbow Maisa? Do you go by actually whether you did the Maisa or not? That's what it sounds like. It reminds us of the Rambam in Ba'avai Rabbi Yimatzeh. The Rambam says, Ba'avai Rabbi Yimatzeh, if you have Chametz in your house and you don't get rid of it, you violate the Isser, but you don't get Malkus. But if you bought Chametz on Pesach, you did a Maisa, so you're going to get Malkus for Ba'avai Rabbi Yimatzeh. But there are other cases where the Lav itself is defined in one way, and you don't look at actually what was done or not. So maybe we'll have to talk about that, Brother Shem, in the coming days. Okay, we will stop here.